The Thin Man by Dashiell Hammett, read by William DeFreeze.
Chapter 1.
I was leaning against the bar in a speakeasy on 52nd Street, waiting for Nora to finish her Christmas shopping, when a girl got up from the table where she had been sitting with three other people and came over to me. She was small and blonde, and whether you looked at her face or at her body in powder-blue sports clothes, the result was satisfactory.
"Aren't you Nick Charles?"
she asked. I said, "Yes." She held out her hand.
"I'm Dorothy Wynant. You don't remember me, but you ought to remember my father, Clyde Wynant. You—"
"Sure," I said. "And I remember you now, but you were only a kid of 11 or 12 then, weren't you?"
"Yes, that was 8 years ago. Listen, remember those stories you told me? Were they true?"
"Probably not. How is your father?" She laughed.
"I was going to ask you. Mama divorced him, you know, and we never hear from him, except when he gets in the newspapers now and then with some of his carryings on. Don't you ever see him?"
My glass was empty. I asked her what she would have to drink. She said scotch and soda. I ordered two of them and said, "No, I've been living in San Francisco." She said slowly,
"I'd like to see him. Mama would raise hell if she found it out, but I'd like to see him."
"Well?"
"Well, he's not where we used to live, on Riverside Drive, and he's not in the phone book or city directory."
"Try his lawyer," I suggested. Her face brightened.
"Who is he?"
"It used to be a fellow named Max something or other. McCauley, that's it. Herbert McCauley. He was in the Singer building."
"Oh, lend me a nickel,"
she said, and went out to the telephone. She came back smiling.